There's one thing I know for certain. I know this in every being of my body. God has created you for greatness. He's designed you. He's destined you for greatness. The key, though, are you choosing greatness? Let's be clear. Greatness is not a destination. It's a journey. You have to choose it every single day. Every single day when you wake up, you have a choice. Are you going to be great? Or are you going to be complacent? There's an interesting thing about life. We're constantly fighting apathy or complacency. Those are default states for people. You have to be actively working to better yourself. Constantly. Now, this can take a lot of shapes, a lot of forms, depending on your current state in life or your current goals or the current things you're trying to improve on, right? But remember, again, greatness is not a destination. It's a journey. Greatness is not the next job or the next promotion or having a certain number of dollars in your bank account. Greatness is the actions you take every single day. Now, to be completely transparent, I've had more days in my life where I've chosen to just exist, to just be complacent, to just go through the motions. But it's never too late to turn it around. Every single day is a new opportunity. There was a time when my oldest son was younger, basically right when he got into his own, like his big boy bed, when we took off the rails on his crib and he could get in on his own. He would get up usually early, 6:30 or 7, sometimes 6, a little bit, you know, but he'd get up fairly early and he'd come to my side of the bed in my room and he'd nudge me and he would shake me and be, dad, shake, dad, do you want to play? Dad, do you want to get up? Dad, do you want to watch TV? Now, this hurts to even say out loud, but this is the truth. I would get upset. Hey, I'm trying to sleep. Hey, I got to get up and go to work soon. Like, hey, I'm tired. Hey, it's too early. Hey, bud, you got to go. You got to go to your playroom. You got to go to your room. I'm sleeping. That's what I would say. And it was not one time that would happen consistently. And one day my wife, not she said it more than once, but one of the things my wife said to me was, hey, he's asking for your attention. He's asking for time with you. When you get up and go to work, by the time you get home, it's almost bedtime or it's already bedtime and the day's over for them. He's asking you for time. But those mornings, I was choosing complacency. I was choosing apathy. I was choosing comfort, I guess, to just lay in bed and just close my eyes for just a little bit longer, which we all know that wasn't really doing anything. If you wake up and you close your eyes for 20 more minutes or 30 more minutes or 10 more, it doesn't do anything. You're up. You already had your night of sleep, whether it was an hour, 2 hours, 8 hours, the night's over. It's time to get up. But I would wake up. I would be awoke in those mornings and I would choose complacent. Hey, bud, buddy, you got to go. I'm tired. Now, it hurts me today to say that. I mean, it hurts me to know that I did that. But I changed my actions when he would come and get me. When I made a conscious decision to be better, to be great, he would come and shake my shoulder. Hey, Dad, hey. Let's go. What do you want to do? You want to play a game? You want to go on a walk? You want to watch TV? You want to just sit on the couch? You want to eat breakfast? What do you want to do? Let's go. I would get up. I would do it. Some mornings it was rough, but I did it. This morning, today, You know what I did? This almost sounds crazy to even realize I just did this. I set an alarm for 4:30 so I could get up, I could go to the gym, and I could be back before everybody started waking up. It was a rainy day. My schedule got a little off, and so I did end up home a little bit after everybody was kind of up and at them. But I was still there this morning, and we got dressed, and we brushed teeth, and we packed school bags, and we did it all together as a family. I feel like this morning I chose greatness for myself, for my family, for my role as a father. Again, it's not a destination, it's a journey. I have plenty of days that I've let go by, but it's never too late to wake up and say, let's be great today. So remember that, whether you're working on your fitness or your parenting or your marriage or your relationships with friends, whatever it is, regardless of how yesterday went, today you can choose greatness. You've been blessed with another day. You've been blessed with the opportunity to wake up and open your eyes to another day. So take advantage of it. Choose greatness.